Day 263, Recognition and Thanks. This is the second in a series of four presentations on the issue of thanks. Not too long ago, I talked about how the words thank you all of a sudden confused me. It was as though I couldn't come up with a reason why those important words have such meaning and power in our lives. When this happens to me, I have to take time to look at what the world thinks and what God thinks for a perspective that helps me get back on track. Last time I spoke on the connection of thanks to confession. You might remember that I found that when it comes to thanks, confession is so important. We have to get the words thank you out of our heads and at times out of our mouth. Thank you is an obligation. It is an obligation that is a good thing. Thank you gives us the ability to confess our gratitude for things that have been done for us that provide a future, even when our present is so messed up. The confession of thanks gives our soul the ability to get involved in things eternal as they fight the weighty things of the temporal. Today we're going to focus on another element of thanks that I discovered as I studied the word thanks in the Bible. Not only does thanks have an element of confession to it, there is an element of recognition in the word thanks that we need to be aware of. We are to recognize the need to give thanks. Recognition is what makes confession even possible when it comes to the word thanks. When I took a look at the times the word thanks was used in the Bible, I found an interesting flavor to this word that caught my attention. There's an element in the meaning of the various words translated into the English word thanks that has everything to do with recognition. What is it that we are to recognize when thanks is at issue? We have to recognize the amazing grace that we have been given. More to the point, it is so important that we recognize the presence of that grace, whether our life is good or not at any given moment. We have somehow taken the concept of grace and turned the meaning of this beautiful word on its ear. We have come to the belief that grace abounds when our life is good here on earth. If we are ever going to live in the power of thanksgiving, the victor has to get it when it comes to what grace is and what grace isn't. Put simply, grace isn't that we get a good life. Grace is that we get an eternal life. Today's Bible reading shows us the way when it comes to recognizing grace in our lives. But continue to grow in the grace and the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. To him be the glory, now and forever. Amen. 2 Peter 3:18, Good News Translation. There's a fullness to this life that comes when we realize that this moment of pain that might be weighing us down so completely isn't what we are destined to forever. Victim thinking is so much more possible when we think that grace means we will never have challenges in our lives. Getting to a place where we recognize that grace in our lives happens when we go on a journey with God in this life. Peter said that we are to continue to grow in the grace and knowledge of our Savior. It is as we face the good times and the bad times of life with a heart that recognizes those things to be thankful for that grace and knowledge becomes the foundation for all we have to give thanks for. Look, I'm just as adverse to pain in my life as the next guy. I will do and say almost anything to make my life the comfortable thing I want so badly. When times are good, of course I thank God for the grace he gives. When times are bad, I should be able to thank him just as completely. It is when I begin to think that God owes me a good life because he promises grace that this world will make me feel like a victim at every turn. When bad times hit, grace is just as sure as when good times are all we know. Sure, there are times when it feels like a marathon as we endure the pain that comes at us in this life. Even in that place of pain, we still need to recognize the truth of the grace that promises the fullness of an abundant life, free of pain when this life comes to an end. When recognition of the truth of grace is combined with the confession of thanksgiving, big things start to happen in heaven and on earth. It is when we let the burdens of this world blind us to the fact that we are destined for so much more that we stagnate. I can't help but to believe that so many of us are stuck in our pain because we have given up. Giving up is typified by our failure to give thanks. Sure, our painful circumstances stink. There is no doubt that they are hard. No one could blame you for missing the fact that there is so much more to be thankful for. God doesn't think anything less of you for that fact. But there is so much more than just being stuck in a place that will ultimately take us to victim thinking. The reality is that there comes a point when it is time to wake up. Do you hear that call in your life now? I do. It is time to recognize who you are and who this God is in your life. There is a sweetness, a loveliness, a delight, a pleasure, a joy in this very moment that needs to be seen for all it is worth. As hard as life is right now, there is so much to be thankful for. If nothing else, the fact that God calls you His child is enough to make Thanksgiving be all it needs to be in our lives. It is time to let that recognition be all it needs to be thankful. Thankful for the promises of the future. Thankful for the hope of a tomorrow. And yes, even thankful for the moment. Open your eyes and see the promise of your future. Thankfulness that comes from that promise is what makes this moment be all it can be in your life.